My guest today is Gay Keppel. She's the executive director of the Huntley Project Museum. And as we start heading through spring into the summer, we've got a bunch of stuff going on with the museum and some area events. And thanks for taking some time and welcome to the program, Gay. Welcome.
Thank you so much for helping us get the word out about the Huntley Project Museum, Nick.
Oh, happy to do it. We've had you on multiple times. We'll continue to. You know, Gay, I was putting this interview together, and I could, you know, having you on as many times, probably could have done it off the top of my head. But one thing I've never really covered is there's kind of a vibe about the museum, or at least from the website, about maybe coming out there to relax, maybe getting out of town, unwinding. Sometimes you have some live music out there. Would you say that's one of the goals of the museum?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we're just a little bit off the beaten path, but it's a beautiful drive out here, and we have 10.5 acres. We've got picnic tables and a fire pit, and you can just come out and just, it's a park-like setting. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Gay, and a lot of people use that out there as well. If you'll talk, they might, you know, they think museum, but you're also hosting some parties and other events out there.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of stuff going on. Matter of fact, next week is our Civil War live event.
Sure.
And it's Thursday, May 9th, Friday, May 10th, and Saturday, May 11th from 9 to 5. And we'll have educational stations set up every day, and these are just, that's the mission of the museum, is education to the public. So there's a life of a Civil War soldier. There's going to be a cavalry soldier and a horse, Civil War medicine, a sutler, a Native American. And this year, we are so excited. We're going to have a period-correct Civil War cannon. And they're going to blast that thing off every day when they do the live firings. And this is no small cannon. So it's going to be really neat.
And we'll probably hear it here in Billings.
You might. Well, and then Friday night is we're going to have a open to the public, a live firing of this cannon. And, you know, you can come and this thing just, when it blasts off fire. So it's going to be neat.
Gay, are you going to have some classes that are also associated with that?
Yes, we are. Friday night is the, there's going to be a class for 10 people. Unfortunately, it's full, but they can, you know, they're going to learn how to load and fire it.
Well, my guest again, Gay Keppel, executive director out at the Huntley Project Museum. How the golf tournament's been treating you? I know we're going to be looking ahead to July, but how did things go last year, and what do you got this year?
You know, last year was awesome.
Great.
For our first time, and this year it's pretty much going to be in connection with Homesteader Days.
Okay.
So the actual tournament is Friday, July 12th, with a shotgun start at 8:30. And then there'll be lunch served after the tournament with lots of prizes given away. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the Huntley Project Lions Club for donating 4 tickets to the Homesteader Days concert featuring Chris Ledoux and Terry Clark. So the night before the tournament, July 11th, we're going to have a party here at the museum. And there's going to be hors d'oeuvres, and anybody involved with the tournament can come. And there'll be a no-host bar by the Blue Cat here in Huntley. And so 2 of those Homesteader Days concert tickets will be given away that night, and then 2 will be given away at the golf tournament. And we're still looking for teams, and we're still looking for hole sponsors. So, you know, if anybody wants to do that, they can call the museum. And then July 13th is traditional Homesteader Day. So, you know, anybody can come out and enjoy the museum and whatever else is going on.
And they got a few, and then we'll look ahead a little bit later on. I'll be back with the annual Threshing Bee. I know everybody loves to head out for that.
Oh, man, the Threshing Bee, that is just so much fun. This year, it's Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th, and this tractor show is put on by the South Central Montana Antique Tractor Club.
Sure.
It's right here on the museum grounds, and they demonstrate binding and shocking, threshing and grinding of the wheat. And, of course, it's all done with the old equipment. And there's a parade of tractors. There's a tractor rodeo. There's homemade pie. And my favorite is the full working blacksmith shop. And then this year, the featured tractor is the Minneapolis Moline. So if anybody's got a Minneapolis Moline tractor or piece of equipment, they can bring it out.
And, Gay, but we're just about out of time, but I wanted to ask you about one thing I saw on your website. Can you tell us about Boldacious?
Boldacious is our bucking bull. and he is made out of an old exercise machine.
Okay.
Anybody can ride him, but the kids love him.
Well, that's great. All right. And we got the gift shop to check out if they'd like to come on out. What are the hours? What days are we open?
So we're open here at the museum before Memorial Day. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. And then after Memorial Day through Labor Day, we're open 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday, and Sunday 1 to 5.
All right, it sounds good. Hopefully we'll see them out there this spring or summer throughout the year. Gay, thanks for coming on and give us an update, and I'm sure we'll have you back on again.
Thank you so much, Nick.